Manny?
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Very good. Very good. So what kind of what kind of feelings do you have, obviously, coming back, facing the 49ers again?
It's always feel good to go back to the Bay. It's where I started my career at, so it means a lot to me, especially knowing that they gave me opportunity by drafting me. So I'm always excited to play in the Bay.
When you look at this squad, you can't see too many familiar faces, I wouldn't imagine. I mean, who do you recognize from the 49ers roster?
Kilgore, Joe Staley. who else can I say? I mean, I don't really like that. It seems like they split the team up, and it's really not a lot of guys there. And, Joe Staley is one of the leaders, and I still keep up with Joe Staley. So I'm probably the only two players I can name at the moment.
I think Garrett Celek might be another one, though. So that's another one from your tight end.
Oh, yeah, Celek's still here as well. Yes, indeed.
Delaney, did you see any of that coming, like how the window might close fast on the franchise and players might just all of a sudden take off along with coaches?
We had a lot of guys that were pretty good on that team, and I know a lot of their contracts were coming up, so it was going to be hard to keep some of them players. So, at the end of the day, it's a business, and I knew at some point that team probably was going to get broken up.
Did you have any hard feelings, or did you wish that the team had retained you and 2013, so that you and Vernon could have remained together? Or did you feel like you needed to kind of go off on your own in order to sort of make your mark in the league?
Honestly, Jim Harbaugh was trying to do basically everything in his power to get the deal done for me to stay, but it didn't work that way. I don't think the GM seen the same picture as Jim Harbaugh at that time, so I realized that it was time for me to go somewhere else and show everybody how good I can be at the number one spot, and that's what I've been doing so far.
Do you feel like when you were here, you were sort of in Vernon's shadow a little bit, and that going off on your own has really helped your career?
When I was there, I was really a sponge. I never played tight end before, and to be able to be under Vernon and learn from him and see some of the things that he did and also mix it with what I had, I think it made me a better tight end. So I was blessed to be in that situation, even though I do feel like I wasn't given that opportunity to be a number one guy in that system. But they did give me opportunity to showcase my skills in other places. So eventually, once I went to the Tennessee Titans, they gave me the opportunity to be the leading guy, and I took advantage of the situation.
Delaney, the 49ers this year, they started out 0-9, obviously one of the worst teams in the league, been that way the last couple of years, but you're catching them hot now. They've won three of the last four. So, how much are you tuning into what they're doing here and now?
They're actually playing very well. I'm saying probably because it's Jimmy. Jimmy is a good quarterback, and you can see it. He managed the game well, and I think that was the best thing for the organization to play him. And he's doing a great job. And the defense is playing fast, and you can see them being explosive and really trying to help their offense off by getting other offenses off the field. So that's been a big key for us. Our offense this week is being able to sustain drives and move the ball, put points on the board. And that's going to be the biggest key of us being explosive against the 49ers.
You play the Jaguars twice a year. I mean, does this defense remind you of Jacksonville's?
Similar to Jacksonville and Seattle. The D coordinator comes from them type of style. Of defenses, so being able to, we played against Seattle, we played against Jacksonville, so we know we got some similar traits, but again, these coaches are new, we don't know too much about them, so we're going to have to see what they give us when we get into the game.
You guys are obviously in playoff contention, and is it surprising to you to hear that? I think the 49ers might be the favorite in this game for whatever that's worth. Does that just, how does that affect your guys' mindset, knowing that what you're fighting for and what the Niners are fighting for?
You know, the speaking on what you said, 49ers been a favorite. Every game we've been done play so far, the other team been the favorite. Huh. So that's normal. I expect that from the league and all the networks. They, you know, they downplay the Titans. So that's nothing. That I'm not used to. But, again, the 49ers are hot, so I understand why they're saying that they're playing good. And obviously they probably going off our last performance against the Cardinals. But everyone in this locker room, a little disappointed about that loss. So we're really focusing on getting back on track. And, you know, sorry to say this, but the 49ers are standing in the way.
You said Jimmy Garoppolo manages the game well. I know you don't study the 49ers offense, but do you have any other observations about how he's playing recently?
Man, like I say, he gets the ball out of his hands. He understands defenses. You can see him making the checks. I mean, I watch the offense. I want to see what they're doing. He's doing a good job, man. You know, even though, you know, he threw two touchdowns, two interceptions, but at the end of the day, I think he's doing a great job on controlling the game, and that's what quarterback's supposed to do.
How much are you going to run into number 56 on the 49ers on Sunday?
He's all over the field. Guy is explosive, very powerful. He got an eye for the ball, always around it. So we're going to have to, you know, make sure we keep an eye on him. But I'm not sure how much he's going to cover me. I really think that's a mismatch if he's trying to cover me. So I'm thinking that they may have a DB or extra, the nickel or someone come in and try to cover me. That's just honest, being honest with you.
Is that what most teams have done with you this year, try to bring in that nickel or an extra defensive back to cover you?
Yeah, basically that's what I've been seeing so far this year. So not to downplay his coverage or anything, I just think that's what – being smart, that's what teams are going to do.
Is Mariota good to go this week, for as far as you know? I know we're going to talk to your coach later, but you fully expect him to be your quarterback?
You know, I expect him to play. I'm not the injury right. Part. You're going to have to talk to Mike Mularkey about that. Right. I'm not, you know, I don't know anything about that.
Where are you guys practicing this week?
At ASU. We are here at the Sheraton Wild Horse, and we're going to practice at Arizona State University today.
I mean, do you guys feel like that's would you rather do that than go all the way back to Nashville and then come back to the Bay Area?
Honestly, I'd rather go home. I don't want to be here in Arizona right now, but it is what it is. So you got to play with the cards you deal with, and we got to get ready to play San Francisco.
One more. Other than the addition of Jimmy Garoppolo, in what ways do you see the 49ers improving the last few weeks?
Like I said, they're being explosive. They want to win. You can see it in their style of play, how they've been finishing games this week. They want to win, and I think that they feel like they need to win for Jimmy, you know, to give him that confidence to say that this team, we can win games. And that's what they've been doing so far. And he's coming in, and you can see him being a true leader, even though, you know, he came in in the middle of the season. But I see him as a leader on that team, the way he's been performing. So I think they're on the rise. And if we take them lightly, they will beat us. So we got to go out there not looking at their record, but looking at the style that they play.
What do you mean they need to win for Jimmy? What do you mean by that?
It's like when you want to give your quarterback confidence, you play for him. You know, you play harder. You do the extra. And I think that's what you're seeing right now out of the 49ers, is them doing the extra to get these wins.
Thank you.
Thanks, Delaney.
No
problem.